How many know he's the King of Kings? He's the Lord of Lords. He's everything. Not to me, but everything that I need. How many of you think or believe that he's still King of Kings?
Yes, he is.
He's still the Lord of Lords. He says, I'm Alpha, then I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. Amen. Amen. When you know that, when you really know that within the depths of your soul, that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you can go to bed and sleep at night. Because the word says he neither slumbers nor sleeps. So what good does it, or sense does it make for both of us to stay up all night? Amen. Get in your bed and go to sleep and get you some sleep. Because all day and all night, he dispatched some angels to watch over me. I've been wrestling all week long as to what to say to God's people. What can I tell God's people to combat what they're being bombarded with every minute of the day? What can I say to them that will ease their fears and calm what they are dealing with? God, what can I tell your people that will help them to understand that you're still in charge? Because the fact is, you've been probably thinking all week long, what is Pastor Turner going to tell us? What is he going to say to me to help me get through the anxiety that I'm feeling? What can Pastor Turner say to me from the Word of God that's going to help me to not be afraid, to not be fearful? Because the fact is, most of the time, you look to your spiritual leader to give you words of comfort in the midst of what you are going through. Well, the first thing I ought to tell you is that this is not the first pandemic we've ever had. Amen. Amen. We've had cholera. We've had smallpox. Measles. Tuberculosis. Leprosy. Malaria. Ebola. HIV. Zika. We've had all of these so-called pandemics. But the fact remains that we're still here. And God has kept us safe and alive. We get all upset and all bent out of shape over something new. We found cures for cholera and We found cures for smallpox and measles, tuberculosis, leprosy, malaria, Ebola. Even now you can live. Look at Magic Johnson, looks more healthy than I do, had HIV for 20 years. You can live now with all of those things, and we get upset over some new virus. But yet there's still no cure for cancer. People are still losing the battle with cancer. But let something new come up. And we go all to pieces. And so God, I said, what can I say to your people today that will help them to not be afraid, to not be fearful, to come to the house of worship and worship you in spirit and in truth? He said, well, the first thing you need to remind them is Isaiah 54 and 17 says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He says, if that's not enough, tell them Malachi 3 and 6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. Well, what does that mean? That means I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That if I kept you through all of these other calamities, how many know he's even able to keep you right now? Then he said, tell them Psalms 23 and 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I don't have to be afraid. I will fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with. How many know the Lord is with you today? Y'all act like you're walking by yourself. He says, I'm with you. He says, if that's not good enough, you've got some scared folk. He says, tell them 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He says, if that doesn't reach them, he says, tell them 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then will they hear from heaven. Then will I heal their land. The problem is we're not humble anymore. We've gotten $2 above our bills, and we're not humble anymore. We've been able to move out of the ghettos and from the country, so we've gotten beside ourselves. But you've got to be humble. Pray and seek his face. Finally, the last thing he told me to tell you was where I want to rest my hat today, Psalms 46, verse number 1. He says, God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And so I want to talk today from the thought, a safe place. A safe place. It's springtime in Texas. It's storm season. Rain most of this week, supposed to rain most of next week. This is a time of season where tornadoes are prevalent. That there's always some kind of alert or warning of a possible severe thunderstorm or tornado. They have what they call warning sirens that go off in case of a tornado. Your phone will give you annoying sounds to let you know of a approaching storm. And what they tell you to do is you need to find within your house a safe place. They tell you, get in a closet. Get in the bathroom, man. Get in the bathtub. Get in the hallway. Get to a safe place. Some of us have even gone to the extreme of buying and installing storm shelters, places that we can go when the storm comes. But you know what I've discovered about a storm is that sooner or later the storm will pass. Oh, come on, I ain't got no helping here today. I don't care how bad the storm is, typically they don't last very long. They will pass. And so today, David lets us know that we have a safe place. Anybody know you got a safe place that when the storms of life are raging, I've got a safe place. Most, if not all, of the Psalms are written to commemorate and celebrate some signal event in the lives of people of God. Whenever God moved mightily in their midst to commemorate and remember it, they would simply write a song. And maybe sometimes when the storms of life are raging, you need to sing a song. Maybe you need to remember, "Guide me over thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land." Maybe when your storm is raging, you need to sing, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whether shall I go?" Maybe that one won't work for you. Maybe you need to sing, "If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be?" Somebody else says, I don't know that one. Maybe you ought to sing, "I'm so glad." Trouble. Anybody had some trouble lately can be a witness that trouble don't last always. So the book of Psalms is a collection of music, of songs written by the people of God to celebrate and commemorate, to remember what things God has done in their lives. Much like many of us are moved by music. Music moves us. Especially black people, we move to music. They've got what's the class y'all taking? Zumba class. Amen. And they do Zumba to music. Amen. Because music moves us. You know Luther Vandross? Don't get spiritual on me this morning. You know Frankie Beverly and Maze. The OJs, that's in our day. You got to be over 40 to relate to that. But whenever we hear that music, it reminds us of another time, of another place. There are certain events that I remember based upon the music that I hear. Yeah. Trying to Love Too. I ought to have a witness right there. Show ain't easy to do. Music calls us to mind events and places and times we would not remember were it not for some of the music that we hear. The Hebrew people of God, whenever God's hand was mighty in their lives, they wrote a song. "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider the heaven, the works of thy fingers, the moon, the stars that thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou would even visit him? Can you help me sing this song? The Lord is my light. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. All songs reminding them of the goodness of God. But this song In Psalms 46 commemorates an occasion when God sent an angel to deliver his people. The Assyrian army had come marching out of the north, pushing southward towards Syria and Judea. Israel was to the south, and the hordes of King Sennacherib were at the ramparts of Jerusalem about to enter their gates. Sennacherib's army, the Assyrian army, had trampled everything in their way. They left behind burnt up fields. They destroyed homes that caused destruction and chaos wherever they went. They left dead bodies in their wake, and now they're at Jerusalem gate. And Hezekiah, the king of Jerusalem, first thought to appease Sennacherib and the Syrian army by paying their enormous tribute to buy peace. But then Isaiah prophesied to Hezekiah that Sennacherib and the army and Syrians are going to storm Jerusalem, but they will not be successful. How many know that even though your enemies plot and plan, God ultimately has the last word? I wish I had a witness in here today. When my enemies came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. That's why y'all not just come to church and not praise the Lord, because God's had your back. I wish I had a witness in here. Not only your back, but your front, your sides, your up and downs and all around. Don't just come to church and watch people praise God. Get here late and don't be involved in the service. Don't sing any songs. Don't pray any prayers. Don't carry your Bible with you to church. Listen, church is not for you to enjoy. Church is for you to come and be helped, because when you leave church, the devil is going to get on your trail, and if you don't have something to hold you, you'll stumble and fall. Have you ever noticed that it seems like whenever the spirit was high in church, whenever you really had a wonderful time in church, whenever you felt the presence of the Lord, as soon as you leave church, before you even get on the parking lot, somebody says something that gets on your nerves, that makes you mad, because the devil does not want you to leave here with the Spirit of God reigning. Wish I had somebody to testify that when you don't have a job, God never let you miss a meal. God kept your lights on at your house, put food on your table. I don't have a witness in here. David says, I've been young, but now I'm old. But I tell you what I've never seen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God is our refuge. When you leave here, your spirits ought to be lifted, knowing that no matter what the devil throws at you this morning, I heard on Sunday that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The enemy is at the gate. They want to plunder Israel, but in one night God sends one angel to destroy every soldier in Sennacherib's army. One night, that's all it took. One angel, that's all it took to destroy the entire Syrian army. One night, one angel from one God. The Assyrians had many gods, but one true God took one night and one angel to destroy a whole army. How many know that it's just one God? I was in trouble yesterday, but one God. Didn't know how I was going to make it, but one God. Listen, I feel better today because one God has provided for me. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Amen. Neither be thy envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off. And listen, can I tell you? And I try not to preach politics too much, but one of the reasons Trump is pulling out all the stops is because he's running scared. Amen. He's running scared. Even folk who voted for him before are now embarrassed of him, and so he's running scared. And you need to understand that God had to let us have an evil leader. He had to let us have somebody to help us realize and understand and remember that we've got to put God first. My Bible tells me, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. We put our faith in everything but God. And so God had to let evil reign for a season. But how many know that evil will not win? I heard Jesus say, before I let Satan have more folk than me, I'll have rocks cry out. Listen, I don't know about you, but I don't want no rocks crying out in my. I wish I had a witness in here today. Anybody want to cry out for the Lord today? So to commemorate this one night, this one angel destroying an entire army, either Hezekiah or Isaiah wrote Psalms 46. God is our refuge. Let me say that again. You got a safe place. God is our refuge. God is, and can I just kind of stop right there? There's a sermon right there. Whatever you need, God is. Whatever you need, God is. You need some peace? God's got it. You need some love? God's got it. You need health in your body? God's got it. You need your child to get on the right track? God's got it. Yes, 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 yes. He is our refuge. The word refuge literally means a place with which to go quietly for protection. Yeah. A place for which to go quietly for protection. A place to which you can go quietly for protection. When I was a schoolboy in elementary, every once in a while, they would have a fire drill. And at the fire drill, a certain bell would sound, and you had to get up quietly. Y'all remember fire drills, don't you? And walk out of the building, drilling in case of a fire. Now, there was never a fire as long as I was in school, but they always drilled us in case of a fire. But we were drilled just in case, and a whole lot of stuff that you do, I worry about may never happen, but you ought to drill just in case. Just in case the storm comes in your life, come to church and praise God while the sun is shining, just in case. Come to church and praise him while you got good health, just in case you get sick. Come to church and praise him while you got money, just in case your money gets funny. Come to church and praise him while everything is going well, just in case hell breaks loose. So that you'll know how to act when trouble comes. And again, I say it's black folk. Listen, we already know how to make it on nothing. Do I have a witness in here today? Yeah. We know how to make it on hog malls. Do I have a witness in here today? We ain't always had T-bones. We started out with neck bones. And we know how to make it. And just in case some folk in the house today who are here to give him praise just in case, you ought to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, this praise ain't for nothing specific. It's just a just in case praise. Just in case I get corona. I know the Lord's already got me. Just in case I lose my job. I know the Lord's already got me. Can anybody praise him just in case? Everything is well right now, but just in case. Just in case I lose my health. Just in case I lose my job. Just in case of a storm. Just in case of trouble. I already know how to praise him because I've been drilling. That's why some folk carry on the way they carry on. That's why some folks shout the way they shout, because God has brought them through stuff, and every Sunday they come to drill just in case. God is our refuge. We can run to him quietly for protection. Just in case tomorrow don't work out, I'm here today to let God know I'm in your hands. And how many know he's better than Allstate? We're in mighty good hands. Just in case my friends become my enemies, I'm in church today to let God know I want you to be my refuge. I want you to be my safe place. That's powerful. Look at what it says. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. 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 Stuff happens that you don't expect to happen. The day starts out with sunshine, but before the night comes, you got trouble on every side. Trouble in my way, I've had to cry sometimes. But that's all right. Anybody ever been there? How many know Jesus will fix it? I'm in the wrong house today. I thought I was at 1401. How many know that Jesus will fix it? After a while, raise your children and fear God, but they get in trouble. You know, I was laying in bed thinking last night, I got 8 children. Amen. Some of y'all didn't know that. I see some of y'all are, I got 8 children. Amen. Five boys and 3 girls. Amen. And ain't but one of them rascals in church. Now they were all raised the same way.
Yeah.
All raised in church.
Yeah.
All working in church.
Yeah.
When I went, they went.
Yeah.
If I didn't go, they went with their mamas. They were raised in church. And so you find yourself wondering and saying, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
You know, so some of them have found these foreign religions, and you know, I'm a Hebrew now, and all of this other stuff, and daddy, all that stuff y'all were talking about, y'all were giving me misinformation. I don't understand where it all comes from. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what my grandmama used to tell me. Boy, I'm going to leave you in the hands. And that's to some parent here today. That's to somebody else that's going through. Listen, that's the worst thing my grandmama could ever say to me. I'm going to leave you in the hands of, I'm going to take my hands off of it and leave you in the hands. How many know that's the best place to be is in the hands of the Lord? If you got trouble with your children, they won't act right, put them in the Lord's. In the Lord's hands. Makes you angry. But then it makes your heart bleed because, listen, you don't want that for your children. Trouble, I tell you, knows your address, both physical and email. It knows your phone number, both your home number, work number, and cell phone number. Trouble knows how to find you, but God is our refuge and our strength. The very present help in your time of trouble. The word trouble means a tight place. God is with us even in tight places. I'm not talking to you who always had it good, but I'm talking to those of us who have been in some tight places. I'm not talking about too small clothes tight. I'm talking about you've been in some stuff you got yourself in and almost got killed. You should have been in the penitentiary. Do I have a witness in here today? Should have been dead, sleeping in your grave, but in some tight places. But God got you out of the tight place. Can I get a witness in here today that God got me out of some tight places? Now, if that don't make you shout, if that don't make you clap, if that doesn't make you testify, something is wrong with you. God is my refuge, even in some tight places. Anybody ever been in a tight place? Maybe y'all acting stuck up and holding it. Anybody ever been in a tight place? Couldn't move, couldn't turn, but God got you out? Can you help me preach that if God is my refuge? My refuge. That's personal. I've been in some tight places. I've been in some places I had no business being. I did some things I had no business doing. And then sometimes my enemies set some traps for me, but the Lord led me around them. Listen, if you dig one ditch, you better dig too, because the ditch you dig just might be for you. God will help you out of some tight places. And in America, we're in a tight place right now. But how many know the same God that helped me out back then? He'll help me. Because his word says in another psalm, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because God made the weapon. Y'all hear what I said? God made the weapon. It's personal, it's powerful, but finally, it's permanent. Yeah. Though there is personal and natural disaster, I shall not be moved. Though everything around me is falling to pieces, I'll stand right here. The reason I can stand right here is because God is my refuge. He's my safe place. When all other ground is sinking sand, I can stand on the word of God because the word of God is permanent. How many know that his word will not change? Why? Because God is my safe place. Now I said all of that to get to the word Selah. Selah. What that word means, and I know y'all see it all the time. Y'all just skip right over it, don't know what it means. What that word means is when everything else around me is shaking and about to come unglued, I'm standing right here because God is my safe place. That word Selah means what you think about me now. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, as I close, when life turns on you and your enemies think that you're finished and God stands you up, get here on Sunday morning, look them in the eye and say to them, what do you think about me now? You meant it for evil, but God turned it. What you think about me now? God turned it into good. Well, maybe as I close, you hadn't been in any tight places. Maybe you hadn't yet had your back against the wall. But the Lord has brought me out so many times in the past, and the Lord is still holding me up even right now. I'm standing right here now, and the devil has shot at me with arrows that should have taken me out. But here I am because God is my safe place. He's my refuge. And I'm here today to shake my finger in the devil's face and ask him, devil, how you like me now? You thought you had me, but Jesus reached down and grabbed me. How you like me now? But is anybody here today, as I close, been through the storm and rain? Selah. Anybody had heartaches and pain? Selah. Anybody, your enemies lied on you? Selah. Talked about, yeah, Selah. Sick in your body, Selah. Been drunk as a skunk, Selah. Been high as a kite, Selah. Should have been dead, Selah. Tell your neighbor with an attitude, Selah, how do you like me now?
How you like me?
Yeah. He said I'd never make it, but look at me now. Look at me now. You thought you were going to take me out. You thought you were going to run me away from Mount Moriah. Selah, what you think about me?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Trouble in my way. I got to cry sometimes. But that's all right. It's all right to cry sometimes. God's going to fix it after a while. And you can say the trouble, Selah. What you think about me now? You ought to call your friends, your enemies, you know, those who thought they had you, and you ought to just tell them, Selah. They won't know what you're talking about, but you'll know what you're talking about. What you think about me now? When all of the ground is sinking sand, I've got a solid foundation I can stand on. Saints, while all the world is panicking, you ought to just say to the world, Selah. In other words, look at me. I'm not panicking because I've got a safe place. Anybody know you've got a refuge? Anybody know you got somebody that you can run to? Anybody, listen, you can't talk to your other friends and family members because they're just as scared as you are. I need somebody that ain't scared. I've got a God that's able to keep me, hold me in the midst of trouble. This is not the first pandemic. It won't be the last pandemic. And I'm not depending on some test. I'm not waiting on Trump to come up with a cure. I've already put it in the Lord's hands. If I were going to tell you anything today, I would tell you, put it in it. They sing a song that says, all in his hand. I put it all. This and that. Come on, y'all, help me. Point to your neighbor, say this and that. I put it all. I put it all. I put it all. I asked you earlier, what's on the outside? What's on the other side of all? Nothing. Everything. I put it all in his hand. If you let him, he'll take care of you even in the midst of corona. Even the beer company had to come out with a statement. We ain't the cause of it. So some of y'all quit drinking corona. That's a good thing. Remember, there's so much misinformation. And if you trust in the Lord, I don't know what y'all trusting in, but listen, I'm going to trust in the Lord. How long are you going to trust him, Reverend? Until I die? Anybody going to trust in the Lord? And listen, I'm not going to get scared. I'm coming to church. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Amen.